This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit, Jeremy. The idea of today's NBA and where do certain players fit? Because I'm curious what you think about how Rudy Gobert fits in Minnesota. I think we saw pretty clearly that the Utah experiment had a ceiling. We saw that Rudy Gobert was able to help them a lot in the regular season and a whole lot less in the playoffs when teams were able to space the Utah Jazz out and get Rudy Gobert a little farther from the basket and make him a liability in space. Now, the Jazz are kind of throwing their arms up on that, and quite honestly, Danny Ainge has once again pulled a Boston Celtics-type trade of getting a million first-round picks in exchange for Rudy Gobert. I can't wait to see how long he hoards this group of picks in Utah the way he did in Boston. But the fit in Minnesota for Rudy Gobert, because this Minnesota team now 36-1 to win the NBA championship. I understand how people are talking themselves into this Minnesota team needing defense, but I really wonder about making Karl Anthony Towns a player who spends more time away from the basket and whether or not this is something that's going to take Minnesota farther than they've gone.
They're zigging when everyone's zagging. You know, if I go apples and oranges comparison again, being in Baltimore, all the benefits in the NFL were throwing the football, and the Ravens come out like, hey, we're going to run it 80% of the time, or we're going to come out and do something totally different. And even then, they still had to adjust and allow their quarterback to throw. You're bringing Rudy Gobert into a situation along with Karl Anthony Towns, who, make no mistake about it, I'm sure they can be on the floor together, but Towns is not a great defender. And if you bring Rudy away from the basket, which I'm sure they're going to do in the pick and roll consistently, I think you're asking for trouble. So now you're going to try to bring two big guys on the floor and have them play together and have success. Now, the rest of the roster, I think, is pretty good. I'm interested to see it because I just don't see it working in today's game where most teams are going to that relative depth lineup where they want to go smaller, be faster, have more spacing on the floor, be able to drive when you want. Whereas when I was coming up, it was like, hey, we're not going to play with five out. We want somebody at the high post. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, five out's not such a bad thing when you got great ball handlers and guys that can play in the pick and roll or in a one-on-one situation. So I don't know. I can't see it working out, but I am intrigued to watch and see what it looks like.
Oh, I'm intrigued for the first time that Anthony Edwards loads up that basketball in his right palm in the half court, gets ready to drive down the middle of the lane, and runs into seven defenders because Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert are in the game and they can't play anywhere away from the basket. Like, that is going to be fun to watch the post game because Anthony Edwards is a hell of an interview and a great guy to listen to talk about the game. But to your point, let's get back to the idea of five out in death lineups, because I think this is where we find value in today's NBA. There is no value on the Boston Celtics right now at 5-1 to win the NBA championship. But when you look at what a team can do in the modern NBA, ask yourself these questions. One, do I have Steph Curry? Two, do I have Giannis Antetokounmpo? If I don't have either of those two players, I want to play the way that the Boston Celtics are playing. They can switch one through five when healthy. You didn't get to see it because of Rob Williams' injury in the NBA Finals. But offensively and defensively, they have five players who can play away from the basket, who can guard in space, who can defend near the rim. If they have to, that seems like the teams that we want to be looking at in NBA futures, Jeremy, right? We want to be looking for teams that are increasing their versatility, that are making life more difficult on other teams one through five to guard them, whether in the half court or in transition.
Yeah, it's finding value, right? I mean, you and I have talked about value a ton. Like, betting futures bets, you're hoping that you have a shot. At least there's an opportunity there. Sometimes now you can get a buyout. There's lots of ways to go. You can hedge your bets. I think that's what you're looking for is a huge payday. Betting the favorites or the guys up top, granted, for a long season, if you want to bet somebody at 3-1, put a couple $100 on them, sure, you can triple your money. But a lot of times we're seeing these teams up top that are, you know, they're minus money. So I did it one year with the Utah Jazz, ironically, and it was right – I was hearing rumors about them making the trade for Mike Conley and Bojanovic, and I was like, okay, you know what? Let me place a little wager in here. I got them at 35-1. I thought it was great value. They had a fairly good season. Didn't work out. The next year, they ended up being one of the top seeds in the NBA, and it still didn't work out. That business model was not going to work against those powerhouses out west. So we saw teams like Portland blow it up and other teams. So you're trying to find value, and I agree with you. The Celtics, the Heat were another team could switch 1 through 5. But the Celtics were so good. And it didn't matter. Even watch the matchups against the Warriors. I mean, Draymond was guarding Jaylen Brown. They were trying to figure out who they could put on who and mix and match. And the Warriors even did this thing this year that I love, where they would have the person bringing the ball up as essentially the ball screener, handing it off and then getting the ball back on the switch. So lots of interesting things going on. But finding value, good luck. For me, it's not going to be Minnesota. I don't know that I can place that wager. If they're doing something totally different, we'll see if it works out.
Well, let me flesh that point out with you a little bit, Jeremy. Let's talk about if you're going to go take a long shot, and I don't mean a long shot like 100-1. I mean a long shot in that Minnesota range of 27, mm-hmm. 30, 35-1. Are you looking in the Eastern Conference the same way I think we would have in the past to say that's an easier path? Because it feels like to me we're kind of starting to balance that out a little bit with having a really good Boston, Milwaukee, Miami, maybe even you put Philadelphia in there depending on how the roster shakes out.
I think you have to put them in. So that four there. And then with the Warriors being back now, the Suns are going to be there depending on what happens with Ayton if they make a move. Yeah, like I like the Nuggets a little bit more than most. I think there are a lot of good teams out there. Memphis, they were on the rise this year, played well. How much better do they get? The Pelicans, I think they're going to be loaded. I think that's a really intriguing team. That would be a team that I would circle and place a wager on possibly with the moves that they've made and locking up Zion. And I'd like to see him in there with C.J. McCollum. I thought they were a much different team when McCollum got there. So lots of intriguing teams. But, again, trying to figure out where you want to place that wager is a difficult thing right now.
Well, the New Orleans Pelicans, I think, are a very interesting team to talk about how we might wager on them next year. I have a thought on what I think the most valuable way is to go after the New Orleans Pelicans in terms of wagering on them. The Western Conference is going to be, as you mentioned, still a gauntlet to get through, still a very difficult place to go, but it's not like it's that much easier on the Eastern side. Who do we like in terms of the NBA futures for the championship? Who do we like for conference championships? That's coming up on You Better You Bet here on your Independence Day Monday afternoon. We appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us, Jeremy Kahn in Maryland, Adam Candy in Las Vegas on You Better You Bet. You're locked in to BetQL.